This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
And number one, again, is the Ed Sheeran duet with Beyonce on his hit Perfect. That is the wedding song of 2017.
Yeah,
you got to hurry up and get married so that you can...
It's like, I can still play this in 2018.
No,
or 19.
No, it'll be something else.
Are you guys talking about the wedding at all on any level? Brand, I'm talking
absolutely not. We're diapering and bottling and all that.
You're struggling
to
keep your heads above water.
Yeah. Well, no, we're fine. Everything's fine. We're coasting. But, you know.
But if you were to pick a date in 2018, when do you think it would be?
Somewhere towards the end of it.
Hmm.
Need some time to plan.
Let me ask you this. How often is Anita getting out these days?
Oh, we get out.
Oh, she's going out.
Yeah, our doctor highly recommends it. Actually, yeah. It's Diamond's doctor.
Right.
Like, get out. Don't be afraid to live life, you know? Yeah. So we've been
doing it. So you're out walking.
Used to baby wrangling.
Yeah, we walk
you know?
Around the neighborhood sometimes. We go shopping a lot, especially since it's Christmas. So we're at Target. Oh, Target, man, for the baby stuff all day. Returning, buying, returning. You know, and then gifts.
Fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, before I
shopping.
Had a kid, I would always wonder why in the hell would somebody be out walking the neighborhood with a what do they call those strollers? Like, what is the point? That kid doesn't know the difference. But as soon as you realize you're trapped in this house and you have got to get out of here, that like you are out walking all day.
Yeah, and a cranky baby in a stroller, walk him around.
Oh, I had that backpack. That kid grew up in that. Actually,
front
it's a
pack,
front pack,
right.
But whatever.
Oh, they're the best. And they're happy. They're out. They're looking forward. You're walking them around. And then they go... You're like, awesome, I can sit down for a minute.
Yeah.
And you're eating over their head, too. Like,
right, I know.
To get a meal
you just
in.
Go to the side.
Oh, got some crumbs on you, my bad.
Oh, well, that's too bad. All right, there you go. There's your top 10 songs, and Bryn's getting married at some point.
All right.
Narcos.
Yes.
So you were saying that season 3,
fell off. A bunch of people have written and said, Vin, you're crazy. This season's been good.
Oh, so you may go back.
Well, I may go back. I got caught up on this Punisher, and now I'm just going to I'm gonna finish that over vacation for sure.
Well, they have just cast Michael Peña.
Yeah.
We love him. Mm-hmm. And Diego Luna, who was, did you see Rogue One? The one that ends badly.
Of course I did.
He's the one who ends badly with her. He's this guy.
Spoiler alert. Oh, right. That guy.
Recognize him?
Yes.
So, but he's also...
I hate that ending, by the way.
Don't. It's fine.
It's not.
But it had to end that way because it said so in the other Star Wars movies. He was in the remake of Flatliners as well. This is Diego Luna. And he was also in Y Tu Mama También.
Oh.
Looks like he... Well, they're going down through his whole list of stuff.
I must have missed Y Tu También.
Oh, Y Tu Mama También?
Yeah, that one got past me.
Well, it shouldn't have. You love a good Your Mama joke.
I do.
This is going to mark the second collaboration between the two of them. I guess Luna directed the Cesar Chavez movie from a couple years ago.
I liked that movie. I know nobody saw it, but it was really well done.
Well, they've worked together before, and it looks like they are going to... They're not saying anything about the casting here. They're really just going through both these guys' resumes. Let's see. Production on Narcos Season 4 recently began in Mexico City. It's going from Colombia to Mexico.
Yeah,
and
I think that...
it's coming in 2018.
Does it say the... I can't think of the guy's name.
You know, it really doesn't
it's
say
the guy.
Much
it, I think they're doing it on the guy that... that Sean Penn had been involved with.
Oh,
what's that dude's name?
Chapo,
yeah.
I think it's about him.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, they're not, I'm not getting any, there's no nuggets like that in here. They actually are saying that Peña is going to do another Ant-Man. Remember, he was the funny dude in Ant-Man? I liked Ant-Man a lot.
I did too.
And he's going to be back in that.
The only bad part of that movie were the ant scenes.
You didn't like that?
I loved the ant scenes. They figured it out.
Get on each other's shoulders.
And they help each other. They work together. I don't know if this has anything to do. We actually talked earlier about Sylvester Stallone. There is someone who's making rape allegations from 27 years ago about him, and he's planning on fighting that. It looks like he's not going to be directing Creed 2. Stephen Caple Jr. is going to be taken over. Stallone says, "The character of Adonis Creed reflects this generation and its challenges. I believe it's important for the director to also be part of this generation, like I was in mine, to make the story as relatable as possible." So this guy, Stephen Caple Jr., is going to take over. And they've just announced that. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the latest spate of allegations. But
I like Creed.
Yeah, you said you did, that
but
you
I
saw
like
it and
the
liked
Rocky
it. And...
movie. Rocky 1 is one of my all-time favorite movies. Mm. Probably top 10.
Oh.
I loved it.
Netflix versus cable.
Okay.
Oh, Netflix.
Well, I mean,
can't they be in a relationship?
Can't they just
be together?
It they're saying in this particular story that is the power is shifting. In one corner, you got Netflix. In the other corner, basically everyone else. According to a new report from PricewaterhouseCoopers, the number of Americans who subscribe to cable TV is now on par with the number who subscribe to Netflix. They've grown that much. They say it's only a matter of time before Netflix pulls ahead. In a survey of 2,000 customers, they found that 73% subscribe to a traditional pay TV service, down from 76% in 2016 and 79% in 2015. Meanwhile, the percentage who said that they subscribe to Netflix is 73%, putting it dead even with cable. The number of people who stream content from the internet is growing across age groups, but especially with people 50 to 59 years old, where 63% said that they stream TV content versus 48% last year.
I don't know how the numbers break out, because I've got both.
Right. Oh, no, and they're saying that. Well, 73% subscribe to cable, 73% subscribe to Netflix, so there are
a lot of
crossover, both,
right? Okay.
And they're saying that... these numbers aren't surprising. Netflix has been producing more content to rope in older audiences. Nielsen reported last week that more than half of viewers for the British historical drama The Crown are over 50, and that's only available on Netflix. In its most recent earnings report, Netflix said it added 850,000 U.S. subscribers for the three-month period that ended September 30th. So they're adding at a huge rate. And that's and they've got all. Then they have charts and graphs, and since you can't see them, I'm not going to say anything. It looks like they're doing great, and they're talking about cord cutters too in this article, people who are only streaming and how that number is growing. Love Actually, it's my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah,
we're
it
definitely
is.
Watching it this weekend.
You are?
Oh yeah, we watch it every year. We figure out the day.
The whole family?
We may watch. Yeah, of course. We watch it either on Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day, depending on what's going on. Claudia Schiffer has about a 60-second part, maybe even less, in it. And I don't know why this is being revealed right now, but guess what Claudia Schiffer got for basically 60 seconds in Love Actually?
Oh, wow. You
scale. What scale?
No, she's not at scale.
Absolutely not. Like she's a thread through the whole film.
Right.
Like she keeps coming up, and then you don't expect to see her, but then you do.
She's not playing Claudia Schiffer. Either.
I'm gonna say 100 grand.
More.
No way. Mm. What year was this again?
I don't know. 90, 80. I mean, no, it has to be. Probably like 2001. I don't even know when it came out.
2003.
Oh, well,
more than 100 grand.
She made $267,000 for her tiny appearance.
But the producers are like,
three lines.
Just show a picture.
Three lines. I mean, is it a spoiler if I tell you what she does in the film?
No.
Yes. I think it is.
No.
So she at one time was one of the biggest supermodels, right?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But she's gone. I don't know if she just took her money and is retired and living the life. But
well, acting's not her thing.
Oh, she's bad.
Well, you know, they needed to have it be Claudia Schiffer just because of what this thread about how the guy loves Claudia Schiffer. So it needed to be her. She plays the mom of one of the school chums, and they meet, and he looks at her, and oh my God, she looks exactly like Claudia Schiffer.
And it is her?
Well, no, she plays Carol.
Oh.
Looks like she went on to marry, has three kids.
Oh, good. Whoa.
She's 47 now.
Well,
she still looks great.
So I was thinking, a 20-year-old kid doesn't know who that is.
Right. That is true. Do you know who Claudia Schiffer is?
I don't know.
And Bryn's in his
mid-30s. God. You don't know Claudia Schiffer,
well,
Bryn?
Maybe if I lifted her face.
Oh.
Look
at
her. What she looks like.
I have to make a correction for something I did wrong because texture's all over me.
Oh, no.
You know, number 100, Calvin Harris featuring Kehlani, and she's a Bay Area artist, so... I played the wrong song from the same album from Fake.
How
I know.
Dare you for it.
So here's a correct version.
Here's my God.
Oh, come on.
Just to make up for it, you know? There you go.
Thank you for correcting that. God knows we can't have that, Bryn.
Right.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
The woman who fatally shot her boyfriend in a YouTube stunt makes the news. What is Uber? And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:37 on a beautiful Wednesday morning. It looks like the sky is totally clear from where we are in downtown. I had heard there would be lingering showers this morning.
We've gotten a couple notes on the text machine from people on the outskirts saying, still raining here.
Still raining.
So
well,
it's out there, but
we'll take all the drops we can get.
It's moving through.
Freezing, though. It's supposed to be super cold tonight, like down into the 20s in a lot of places.
All right, good.
All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread. Tomorrow, Bryn and Yuzette have a little appearance to do. Mm-hmm. Boy, this week's flying by. Cine Arts Santana Row. You guys are going to be there for the luxury loungers. People can go and check those out for themselves. But you're doing like a happy hour, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So tomorrow at Santana Row at the Cine Arts right there, 4 to 6 p.m., they're going to have movie passes to give out while supplies last, a photo set up with holiday props so you can get some cute pictures with candy canes and Santa hats and, I don't know, Rudolph the Red-Noses.
Right.
Go crazy.
Go Woo! Crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. And we have these little ugly sweaters that have been made into ornaments.
Yeah.
And
let
so
me
you
hold
can
it up for the camera.
Get some of those while they yeah, very, place. Very super cute. Oh, you're holding it up. Yeah. RadioAlice.com/watch. You can see it. That particular one has a reindeer with a gigantic nose.
Looks
on it.
About the size of the one you made me squeeze into for our Christmas card.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $100 bonus. Sorry, you will not. You'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery.
How much
cafe.
Dollars?
10. Only 10 of them.
$10.
Yes.
Got it.
I need to wink one eye when I read this stuff close up. Panera Bread, $50 in gift cards purchased, $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
The Radio Alice Report.
I completely forgot. Okay. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. I've got breaking news, everyone.
Whoa.
Breaking news.
Oh, goodness.
We turn our attention now to Sarah Clark as she's in day 2 of One Contact. How's it going?
This is
it
actually,
day 3?
It's day 4.
Day 4.
Day 4 of
one
contact
instead of the readers.
Yep, no, I do not wear glasses anymore.
How's it going?
I'm becoming an expert on I can get the thing in, it's hard to get out.
Oh.
It's really hard to get out. I've been trying to like push my eyelids into my eye and then just squeeze down.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't even tried that way. Does that work?
It's the only way I can do it.
I pull
I can't
across
pull
my
off.
Eye and snatch it with my thumb.
Oh. Yeah,
like
I tried that. I just like, I tend to roll my eye out of the way. So instead, I don't want to do it now. Because
it is a weird thing, this whole touching your eyeball stuff.
It's actually hard getting the thing out of the little cup it comes in, too. I'm like, oh, Is it there? Is it there yet?
I think I have found that it's there are points in the learning curve where I've been so frustrated. I have flicked it at myself. Like, it's just childish that I get so frustrated. Mm. But really, it is. It can be. It won't.
Well, I will say this. Look, if you wear readers specifically, and yeah. I know you do this for your long range vision and you're wearing kind of
only
a whole different
when I do sports. Right.
Right. So if you're wearing readers, it does take some getting used to. It's for sure noticeable. Like, I can tell it's there, but I can't feel, even when I get it in, I can't tell if it's in or not.
Wonderful.
I'm like, is it in? And then I look at my hands. I'm like, yes, I can see my hands. Okay.
Is
I can
in?
Focus on, is it in? Is it in there?
You guys know what we're talking about.
You never
yeah,
want
a contact,
hear that.
A contact lens.
Nobody wants
so
to hear that.
So tomorrow I'm going to an optometrist and I'm going to get, they got to do some kind of whatever they do, eye exam. And then right. I'm going to try and get this. I want this exact same brand, but there's no brand name written on the ones. Can you ask George if he knows the actual brand name?
Yeah. So he sent me his bill that he got for the thing, and on it it says, look, I don't know anything about contacts, just so you know. So hold on one sec. I'm pulling up the picture. I think it's called Clariti. Clariti. Okay. And the strength is either 2.25 or 2.50.
Can you send me that link so that I can show my optometrist? These are the ones I want.
Yeah.
They're probably all kind of like this, but these are great, and I'm used to them.
No, they're very different. I was given four different kinds and told to try them all. I went
Which
with
one
the kind
works?
That are UV protection, and they're actually thicker and bigger than the others. There it is.
Do they show the little packages that they come in?
No, that's the pack. I bet that's the box it comes in there.
Right, that's so I don't have the box. I just have the little row you snap off the day's one, and then it just didn't have any kind of identifying anything on it.
Very good to hear that's working out.
Yeah,
I'd forgotten
I
all
really
about it.
Like it. No, I'm not.
I don't see any glasses.
I'm not
there.
Wearing glasses anymore.
Here's what's happening, everyone.
All right, then.
I heard this news this morning, and I went, okay, no brainer, no duh. Ride hailing service Uber. They've had a rough go as of late. Mm-hmm. Travis Kalanick was their CEO, and he left under, they were saying that this is a good old boys club, and it's obnoxious what's going on around here. And then even after he left, another executive, older white executive stepped in it.
Right.
So they're trying to change the culture over there at Uber, and in the process, they're also trying to fight being called a ride-hailing service.
But that's what they are.
Right. Uber suffered a new blow Wednesday as the EU's top court ruled that it should be regulated like a taxi company and not like a tech service. This decision, they continue to state that they're a software company. We're not a ride service. We're a software company. We're an app. We connect drivers with people, but we don't.
Right. We're not the dispatch service.
Right.
I know.
Well, there's no tear. They can say whatever they want. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
They are a ride service,
yes.
Period.
Yes.
Right.
That's what you do.
At the company headquarters, I'm sure they are not driving anyone around. But that is that is the service that they are allowing people to access.
The decision stems from a complaint by a Barcelona Taxi Drivers Association, which wanted to prevent Uber from setting up in the Spanish city. The taxi drivers said that they should have to have authorizations and licenses.
All the things that taxi drivers have
exactly
to have.
Exactly right. And it's one of the things that people here in San Francisco have complained, right. Other drivers have complained about, specifically taxi companies are like, yeah, they're offering rides to people.
Right.
So they are a transportation service, according to the EU, and that's going to spread, I would imagine, that ruling.
There's a really interesting article that breaks down how horrible Uber's year was in 2017. I'll post this on the Sarah and Vinny link. But
thank you.
It starts off in January. 400,000 people delete their Uber accounts after the company surges prices during a massive protest against President Trump. And that's January. So every month is all the highlights of all the things that went wrong for Uber this
off
year.
To a crap
I don't
start.
Even remember what month the CEO stepped down, but that was this
felt like,
year too.
Felt like over the summer or maybe in the spring. I don't know, time is flying.
Got to be on the list.
I just saw a headline. Uber sells Oakland building, bought for $123.5 million in 2015, and they sold it for $180 million.
Oh.
In June, Kalanick.
Nice flip. Yeah. Kalanick?
Kalanick takes a sabbatical and then forced out of the company in June.
Hmm. You got it. Summer. Teacher in Oregon has been accused of having a sexual relationship with an underage student. 29-year-old. This is right where I used to live. It's in Eugene, Springfield area. Mm-hmm. The two towns are right next to each other, so they call it Eugene, Springfield in some cases. Anyway, she's been accused of numerous sex crimes after authorities said she had carried on a sexual relationship with an underage student. Andrea Nicole Baber.
Let's go Baber.
Baber is a married lady.
Of course she is.
She taught lit, writing, and speech at Logos Christian Academy in Springfield. Springfield is where I live specifically. She started a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old student in 2016. She also gave the teenager marijuana, according to the crimes she's being accused of.
Why do they do it?
She was taken into custody last week on numerous charges, including third-degree rape, third-degree sodomy, contributing to the sexual delinquency of a minor, first degree online sexual corruption of a minor, and she was also charged with giving a person under 18 the doobie weed. Mm. She's since been released. It turns out she was turned in by her husband, who'd seen photos of her and the boy. So he sent that. Authorities say the allegations came to light after the victim's parents received an anonymous email that included sexually explicit photos showing Baber and the minor together. The father reported the situation to police on December 12th.
The teenager
told authorities that he and the teacher had started flirting at school last year and their relationship evolved. Then later down the line...
How do you go there in your head? You're a grown woman.
The husband had discovered Baber with the boy and had seen partially nude photos that his wife had texted to the teen.
Oh my God.
So he's the one, it looks like, anonymously notified the parents.
Meanwhile, filed divorce papers and let's hope. Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
It's just twisted.
In a Christian school, too. Right.
Here's what she looks like.
A regular looking lady.
Yep.
Like white lady.
Well,
brown hair.
She's a married lady.
Yeah.
So she's already. 29-year-old
married lady. Did you say they have kids?
Doesn't say. Okay. I'm assuming no, since she was bringing. The affair happened at her house.
So, like, the husband goes to work and he comes over for extra help and lit?
For cookies. Milk.
The boy was coming over once to twice a week for a while now.
Wow.
I was shocked that he wasn't the one who'd spilled
it. I was thinking the same thing. Isn't he telling all his friends?
You can't trust a 15-year-old boy to keep a secret like that.
Right?
I mean, well, I can't speak for everyone. There are some pretty good actors out there. But normally, the minute he sees her, he's probably like, hey, remember yesterday?
Oh, that was fun.
Right. Ugh. Do I have time for one more story?
Sure.
Okay. A Minnesota woman has pleaded guilty to killing the father of her two children after shooting her boyfriend in the chest as part of a video stunt. I told you this story when it happened. Mona Lisa Perez entered her plea, again, pleading guilty to killing the father of her two children. They were doing a YouTube stunt. They wanted to become YouTube famous.
Right.
Her and this man.
And... had they done other videos, too, trying to do stuff?
They'd done other videos, but this was going to be their big one.
All right.
The 20-year-old was pregnant at the time of the incident, and her 3-year-old, with this boy, man, was nearby when she shot him. She's since given birth to their second child. Perez was sentenced, it looks like last year, but her plea agreement calls for the young mom to spend 180 days in jail, half of which to be served 30 days per year for the next 3 years. So they're breaking it up because she's got little kids.
Right.
Then she's going to be on probation for 10 years. She cannot have a gun. And she cannot profit from the video, which they still have.
Right.
It's a video of her.
So he had put
killing
like,
the guy.
A couple of what one, phone books or something.
One book in front of his chest,
like a dictionary, big thick dictionary or something.
And she stood a foot away and shot him in the chest.
Oh.
The couple had started posting videos on YouTube in May and hoped to grow their slowly swelling popularity by filming this stunt right outside the front of their house. She shot directly at an encyclopedia that Ruiz was holding in front of his chest, and then he died because it went right through the book into his chest. They used I don't remember the gun, and it doesn't say here. I want to say it was a .45. They used a powerful handgun.
Right.
The one round went through the book and killed him. She immediately called 911.
Oh. There's no, nobody wins in this story. This is
50 caliber pistol, a Desert Eagle.
It's like the most
from a foot away.
Powerful handgun.
It's like a 50 caliber, like you could shoot a cement block out of a wall. Like, what were they thinking?
They weren't.
Right.
Apparently, she had told police that her boyfriend, I guess is the name to call him, they'd practiced the stunt by shooting at other books. So
and it didn't make it through?
I don't know. Did he use the real gun?
I don't know. That's just so awful. Nobody wanted to die and no one wanted to kill anybody.
Well, I have a weird feeling about the guy. I mean, did he trick her into it by shooting through a book with a different gun or something? Because a 50 caliber. When someone has a big gun at a range, everybody knows it. You can hear those things. They're like cannons when they go off. A regular gun, a 9mm's loud. But when you get up into that range, it's kaboom. They're
how big is the bullet? Show me how big a bullet would be in a 50 caliber gun.
Let me see what we've got here.
Yeah, look up. Well, you do stories and these guys will.
I'm actually out of time.
Oh, you are actually. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. It's across a whole hand. It goes over both sides.
That's how big the bullet was? That's outrageous. It looks like a freaking spear. I was thinking just like a bullet.
So what is that? 5 inches?
5 inches long. That seems. Like, how big is the gun that shoots something like that? That's incredible. What? And it's even pointy. Like, you don't think that's going to go through the book?
Well, right.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. When are these top hits from? When will Eminem be on there? Because he will be on there.
Well, when did his record come out? Just
this week.
Just past Friday. So this will be his first full week of... Although I'm sure there was a single at some point before this record came out.
I want to say it was the Trump one.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he
gets radio play like others do. I mean, some of his songs have crossed over, but...
Right.
My Rush cut off his signals. New World Man, Countdown, Subdivisions, Analog Kid being the best songs. That's their cutoff.
Yeah, that's good. And what year was
mine.
That?
I don't know. Oh, the Uzi, I have some suggestions on where you can go to get your new couch.
Oh.
Okay.
Go to LT Furniture in Daly City.
Shame.
We bought the same couch you described for $1,200.
Oh.
Daly City, got it. Thank you.
You're on your way.
Check it out.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with a name that you might be familiar with because she was a news item for quite a while. And then I've got something that happened right here in the city, 2KGO, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.